This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On the show this week, we're going to begin a series of previews of the upcoming Pan American Games in Toronto, as well as the North America Junior and Young Rider Championships. We'll be hearing from the coaches as they prepare these teams. Clayton Fredericks will tell us about the Canadian team later on in the program. But first, Mickey Kutcher, who is the coach of Area 1, which covers Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Rhode Island, and Vermont. Mickey, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, you've been coaching this team now for a few years, and of course, we're just, 4 weeks away from the start of the Young Riders there in Kentucky, from July 14th through the 19th, back in the Horse Park. A familiar run for you.
Yes, it is. Yeah, one of my favorite places.
All right. Well, let's talk about the team, because obviously your experience now with this team, you've got juniors and a young rider this year. Talk about their preparation for a start off, Mickey, because it is more difficult in the north, isn't it, over the winter if they can't get south to do the training that those that have had that advantage will be a little bit of a nose ahead of them, I guess, putting together a team.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely been a challenge since the requirements have gotten more difficult. And the ages are so young. So to have a high school student who can qualify for the junior team, having to run a CCI, you know, when they can't possibly leave high school during the season, and their season becomes very short. So it's been hard for Area 1 to put together full teams in the last 4 years since I've been the coach. Some kids in some schools do get some leeway and they can do homeschooling and tutoring. And the ones that can go south for even a month or 2 months, it makes a huge difference if they could qualify down in Ocala, for instance, or be prepared and legged up for Virginia. But this winter was tough, a lot of snow in the Northeast, and so getting out and getting fit becomes difficult. So we've tried to promote the program through the Area 1 Young Rider program to inform younger kids, kids doing novice and training level, of what it takes to get to this level so that they can get started a bit earlier and understand that, you know, qualifying the fall before you want to go to the championships is a more realistic goal if you can't leave school in the winter and go south. So it's starting to build back up, which is exciting. And this is the first year we've had a two-star candidate since I've been the coach, so that's very exciting. And we've got four girls qualified for the one-star, so we have a full team there so far.
Well, let's talk about the one star then and who you have on board. Do you have anyone with any experience of Junior Young Rider Championship so far, Mickey, are they all rookies on the team?
They're all first-timers. They're all rookies. Mariah Galleon, who will be on our one-star team, groomed for our team last year. So she's at least had that experience of being at the site and being behind the scenes, so I think that's very helpful. It's a huge atmosphere, of course, for these girls if they haven't been there. So I think even going as a groom takes a little bit of that edge away. And but the other four are brand new, so it'll be a huge experience for them.
Well, it certainly will, of course, the big stage there in the Rolex Arena. Let's talk about those individuals that are going to be making it to the team this year, Mickey.
Okay. So Mariah Galleon, that I mentioned, she's from New Hampshire, and she's riding a 19-year-old Irish sport horse named Clonmethan Crest, barn name Crest. And she's had him for 2 years, started doing prelim last fall, and she qualified at the Virginia CCI One Star this May, so she's our first rider. And then Katie Licton, who's 16 from Massachusetts, she rides her 9-year-old Hanoverian Holsteiner RF Luminati. His barn name is Toothless, as in the How to Train Your Dragon. She's had him for 1 year, and she also qualified with a very good finish at the CCI One Star in Virginia. And she rides with Jan Binney when she can in the South. The third rider is Caitlin Tierney. She's right near me in New York. She rides with Heidi White. And she's riding her father's Irish sport horse, 9-year-old named Kilea Guinness View. Guinness is his barn name. And she's been riding him at preliminary for a year. And she also qualified at Virginia CCI One Star this May. The fourth One Star rider is Anna Billings, who rides with Carol Mayo in Massachusetts. Her mare is a 16-year-old thoroughbred Canadian sport horse named Ain't Misbehaving. Ruby is her barn name. And she's had her for 2 years. And she got her qualifier last fall, also at Virginia, in their November CCI One Star. So that's our One Star team.
That's your One Star team. And tell us about your individual rider in the Two Star, Mickey.
Mariah's older sister, Madison Galleon. So we're going to have two sisters on the team, which is great fun. Madison is 19, and she has a 15-year-old Irish self-sauté gelding named Beau Voyager, barn name Beau. And she's had him for 2 years, and she moved up to intermediate, started running intermediate last summer, so about a year at that level. And she qualified just a couple weeks ago at the Bromont CCI two-star.
Well, we mentioned, obviously, the challenges with the climate, with working through the winter there, Mickey. So talk about your preparation with these riders so far this year. When were you able to actually get started working with them and obviously working alongside their own day-to-day coaches as well?
Right. We actually just had our first training session this past weekend, June 13th and 14th. So other than seeing them out when I was at a competition, that was my first time working with these girls and their horses, with them all being in high school, and some of the horses stayed south a bit longer. This was our first opportunity to get everybody together when it didn't interfere with school and the location of the horses. Some of the horses stayed in Aiken with their trainers a bit longer. So we got together this weekend and worked through all three phases briefly, and I got a good look at them and gave them some homework and have sent them home with some tasks. But they're looking good and strong, and they have great partnerships with their horses. They're wonderful students, very open-minded and trainable. And I've also been in communication with their coaches so that I have some hints on strengths and weaknesses, and that's very helpful. And then we'll get together on July 7th and 8th and do the same thing. We'll kind of run through the three phases again together. And usually when I've done this before, I'm just amazed at how focused the girls are on doing their homework and coming back with improvements in areas that I wanted to see. And so we can move on to more things. It's really fantastic, the drive that's in, you know, students that have these goals of this basically Junior Olympic Championship. So it's pretty easy to work with them.
Well, absolutely. I'm sure they're inspired and motivated by you too as well. Now, you talk about getting them together a week ahead of the championships, Mickey. What do they do then after that weekend in the lead-up to getting to Kentucky? How soon will they arrive in the park, and will you be working with them on a daily basis then as you get to the park, before you get to the park between that last weekend and the last few days of arriving?
Right. Well, I've, in my experience running FEI events myself, we try and peak, you know, about 10 days out, the hardest gallop, the biggest jump, school. You know, we don't want to peak or press the horses too much, too close to the event. So that last training session, I've talked to the girls, and that's when they'll be sort of doing their maximum to prepare. And then they get to go home for a few days, ease off a little bit, you know, just the last gallop gets a bit lighter, the last jump school gets a bit easier. And then they'll ship to Kentucky. I think the horses leave Sunday. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I want to say the 12th. They'll arrive on Monday the 13th, kind of rest, set up. I fly into Kentucky on Tuesday the 14th, and we do our first lessons that afternoon and prepare for the jog. Then we have the jog Wednesday and more lessons. And then as we get the schedule, we'll sort out our jump school. We usually do one jump school the day they don't do dressage, and then, of course, lots of cross-country course walks. And I always have the girls, I keep saying girls because I haven't had a boy on the team, but the young men as well there. We encourage them to watch the other disciplines during part of their free time. There's so much to be learned by watching pure show jumpers, pure dressage riders. So that's a big part of our week in Kentucky as well. So I always encourage that and go with them to do that.
Well, the other big part of being at the Junior Young Rider Championships, of course, is that first team effort for especially your team who are making their debut. It is about being part of a team and getting to know what that feels like and having a team coach. The whole experience when they're off the horse is really important to these young people, isn't it, Mickey? Tell us some of the other activities that you do with them to get them to gel as a team. I mean, a lot of social activities, I know, but talk about right. that. I mean, these are the soft skills, aren't they, of working as right. a team and the benefits that they gain from this experience.
Right, they do. And we've already talked about this a bit this weekend. I gave them a questionnaire, and one of the questions I gave them was, you know, what does team mean to you? And of course, you know, almost everybody answered supporting your team members, encouraging them, helping them through, you know, celebrating their successes and helping them if they have a bad day or a less than glorious ride. And they already, you know, they all bunked up together in someone's house and they're having a great time already together. So it's a really nice team. And then, you know, even decorating the golf carts becomes a huge team effort. We send the girls out to find their jog outfits together. So there's a lot of team bonding before we get there. So they're already going to have a friend that can help them. You know, they can go hack together. They can ask advice. They can, and in the 4 years I've been doing it, the girls are pretty inseparable. You know, they go and get their smoothies together. They go to the pool together at the campground. We do put our teams up and the grooms up in campers at the campground. And we have, you know, joint meals with parents, with barbecue pits. And so it's all about them being together and understanding that, you know, it is about supporting the team and being part of the team. And they're all looking forward to that very much.
It is a big event for them for sure. And obviously in their formative lives, they're young, the start of their young careers as well. And I'm sure you enjoy watching them progress, Mickey. That must be thrilling for you too.
Yeah, it really is. It's been very rewarding to be the coach. And as I said, the drive that I've seen, you know, I'll just mention a few things for each girl, you know, that they can work on, that they can improve. And as I said, when I see them the next time, I don't think I've had a team member yet that I've had to work on the same thing again. You know, that's done. They've fixed it. We get to go on to something else, which is really amazing and very rewarding as a coach to have them, you know, listen and focus and want to make those changes and want to work on the next thing. There's always something in riding to improve. There's never, you know, a perfect ride. So, it's great that they're driven enough to be awaiting the next piece of constructive criticism because they desperately want to become better horsewomen and better riders. So a very rewarding position to be the coach.
Absolutely. Well, the very best of luck for you and your team, Mickey, at this year's North America Junior and Young Rider Championships. Thank you for coming on the program.
You're welcome. Thank you, Chris.
And now for the first of our previews of the upcoming Pan American Games in Toronto next month, we begin with the Canadian team and coach Clayton Fredericks. Clayton, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Good to be here.
The team has now been named, and just a few weeks now before the start of the Pan Ams, the games themselves will start on July 10th, and then the eventing starts right there in the middle there, 17th of July. So let's look at the team first and then your schedule for them, Clay. The team has been named of Colleen Loach from Dunham, Quebec, riding Corey Bleu d'Azur, owned by Peter Barry. Jessica Phoenix from Canada, Ontario, riding Pavarotti, owned by Don Good. Waylon Roberts from Port Perry, Ontario, riding Bill Owen, owned by Waylon and Kelly Pitts. And finally, Catherine Robinson, who's based in the UK, riding her own Let It Be. So just the four of them making that squad. Tell us a little bit about each of their preparation and your team strategy with them then this year, Clay.
Well, I mean, it's been pretty exciting times, actually, this year from the Canadian team perspective. Actually, I think for the first time in forever, the selectors actually had to do a bit of work when it came down to selecting the team. I think from what they tell me in the past, it's pretty well been last man standing. And this time, you know, we've had so many combinations. You know, there's certainly, you know, 12 strong combinations that have that were up for selection. And for me, that's a big step forward. It was actually competitive to be selected on a team, and I think that can only go to enhance the team's performance at the games.
Take us through the last few months, Clay, and what you've been looking for, and at what competitions have you had as kind of observation trials, if you like.
Well, realistically, the CCI Two Stars that have been run this year were obviously going to be the selection trials, so to speak, and then. It was we wanted really to see everyone competing against each other at Bromont, the Canadian event, which is the Canadian Championships as far as I'm concerned. And so, yeah, I mean, we've watched them over since, you know, starting with March in Ocala and Jersey Fresh. As well as some of the events in, you know, the Two Stars in Twin Rivers in California. And, yeah, I mean, it's been important. I mean, that there has been such great performances, really. And as I said before, it's come down to a Final Four, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, is going to be pretty strong contenders. We've got Jess Phoenix, who's actually the reigning gold medalist from the Pan American Games, and she's on the same horse, Pavarotti. So that in itself, I think, is a big bonus. Catherine Robinson, Let It Be, has been competing well at three and four star level, and her horse is extremely talented in the dressage and the show jumping, plus you know, and is stepping down to two star for the Pan American Games. So I actually in my heart feel that she's a strong individual medalist contention. And then, yeah, Waylon Roberts, he's no stranger to Pan Am teams. He's been there before. He's a young guy that really has proven, I think, over the last 12 months, what a great horseman he is, and actually a great competitor. To finally win the CIC up at Bromont just really sort of nailed his position into the team. And, you know, Colleen's probably the greenest of our team, but she has a very, very good horse who looked absolutely outstanding at in Bromont. And although, you know, having said from a riding perspective, she's a little bit, you know, not as well competed as some of our other combinations, Colleen's been around for such a long time, having been groomed for Peter Barry for several championships. She really knows what the sport is all about, and they make a great combination. And I think with the opportunity that they all have starting 1st of July, all coming into training camp in Canada, you know, I think we're going to get this team to gel and really perform.
Let's talk a little bit about Catherine Robinson, because there may be those over here, Claire, who are not familiar with her since she's based in England. What has she been doing with this horse this year that's convinced you that she's earned the spot?
Yeah, look, I mean, she's had a fantastic result in Poe. She's competed several of the three stars, doing well at Tattersall's last year. I mean, I've been over several times and trained with Catherine. She's worked very, very hard with this horse, Let It Be. Yeah, I, as I said to you before, I think she's a medal contender, and I think she can nail a very good, accurate, but impressive dressage test. Her show jumping has been very, very good, and the horse just wants to jump clear on the last day. And, cross-country's been very consistent, so...
And then, as many people know, Jessica Phoenix unfortunately had quite a bad fall earlier in the season. Well, it came at a very bad time. She just had another child and was sidelined for a while. But typical of Jess' form, she's bounced back very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, she's a strong competitor. As I said, she's the current gold medalist from the last Pan American Games with this combination. And she's a hardened competitor, we know that. And I think she definitely deserved the chance to defend her medal.
Well, fitness is clearly not an issue for Jess then. I mean, obviously a very tough rider. And you say combination there of experience, both with the riders and some talent there, some rising talent and some very talented horses, Clay. You must be feeling pretty good about this team then, and quite confident.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I, you know, want to do is never lose sight of what eventing's all about, and things can go quickly left or right, in your favour or not, you know. So it's important to have a good solid base going in, and I think we've got a good group. We've got an Olympic Games coming up. I mean, one of the great advantages we do have is that we are now qualified for those Olympic Games. So in some ways it's taken some of the pressure away from what we're doing in the Pan Ams, but only in some ways, because it's a championship in the home country. I mean, we'd like to hope that we have a bit of home ground advantage, and certainly have the crowd on our side, and it'd be nice not to disappoint.
Let's talk about what they have to do then, what the rest of that training schedule looks like now leading up to your gathering as a team in early July, Clayton. Talk us through the next few weeks.
Well, most of them are, I mean, that was part of the advantage of having having the final trial really up in Bromont, and with the flexibility of being able to run in the CIC or the CCI, that's sort of given the horses and the riders as like a semi-focal point to get them to peak. We're now going to, that most of the horses are having a very short but brief break, obviously apart from Catherine because she wasn't at the final trial. But, they're all bringing the horses back into work. And we've got quite a few activities leading up. Some of them will be running at Dreamcrest. Others will be doing many of the, I mean, the Canadian event organisers have been absolutely fantastic in allowing us to go and compete at some of the other venues around the place, just so that we can get everyone really in competition mode. Jesse was jumping this last week at the last show at Palgrave, which is the site for the Pan Am Games. So she was getting some last minute practice actually in the ring that everyone will compete in. we've got some dressage days lined up, evaluation days, and some other jumping at Angelstone and some cross country things lined up. I'm actually going to have our own course and have a mock competition in once they get into training camp. So yeah, I think we're going to be well prepared.
So if you were to put your hand on a crystal ball, what would be your expectations for these Pan Ams, Clay, without the pressure, of course, of qualifying for Rio, but it's still important, and especially on the Canadian home turf there in Toronto?
Look, I think we can certainly bring home two medals. So, I think that's what everyone's predicting, and I think I'd go along with that.
All right. Well, the very best of luck with the team at those Pan American Games, and hopefully you'll bring back all the medals that you were hoping for.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks, Chris.
You can find more information about this year's Pan American Games on the website at toronto2015.org. And for more information about the North America Junior and Young Rider Championships, visit youngriders.org. You can also find out more information about the Young Riders on the US Eventing website, where you'll also find a transcript of our podcasts. Until next week, thank you for listening and enjoy your eventing.